Welcome in. Time for the good news from KER Politics.
Welcome in. Daily editorial number 2. Got a big thing going on in the news right now. And I have, of course, Joe McKinney on the line with me. Came out today that Donald Trump actually also had business dealings in China, among other countries. Very, very different, however, I have to add. It's very important to realize that his business dealings had absolutely nothing to do with, at some point in time, political favors. In the case of Hunter Biden's business activities in China and elsewhere, those activities centered around 100%, and nobody can refute this, they all centered around 100% introductions which Biden Jr. could provide to his father, who at the time was the vice president. That's a horse of a different color from Trump's business dealings in China, which were his bank account, for example, was in the name of his hotels. No indication whatsoever of any of that. The only thing that you can't refute is that Donald Trump does do business in China. And I'm going to say one thing. So what? He's not looking for favors. He doesn't have to. Jimmy, you're on.
There's a concerted effort right now to divert attention from the Democratic electorate and the moderates undecided in order to shift away from the facts that are happening with Biden, Joe Biden, and his son doing business for benefit and profit of family members and personal based on his office, Joe Biden's office. The same reason the House impeached Donald Trump just this last January. This is New York Times reporting is attempting to make some sort of a smear that, in fact, Trump, because he had business dealings in 2013 to 2015 in a bank account in China, of which he paid taxes on, was something wrong with that. Well, GM, NBC, CBS, the NBA, what major corporation in America does not do business with China and is required to have some sort of way to transfer money into China because of their problematic issues? We are close to the election right now, and the funny thing to me is that the media attempting in every way possible to cover for their mistakes and, of course, the failure of Joe Biden as a candidate.
Well, I have to say, Jimmy, I agree with you 100% on that one. I mean, comparing the two situations, the Biden situation with the Trump situation is akin almost exactly to comparing two bicycles, comparing a $3,000 hybrid racing bike to a very basic $59.95 Schwinn bike. Now, let's forget about the quality that's implied in what I just said. Let's just talk about the products in general are similar, yet they are very different. And that's a thing for people to realize when you look at this election coming up. The media is twisting words in such a way that they're not lying, but they're not telling the truth. And I find that to be amazing. Jimmy, what do you have to say about that?
The hubris of the media companies and the global corporations right now, and of course the tech companies, that they can somehow control the bad information for the Biden campaign, and their willingness to do that is shocking to me. It's sure. Surprising the willingness they have to double down on censoring and closing out any bad information and attempting to support and smear. I mean, it's crazy. They think they can do this. And if they can, we are in deep, deep trouble as a race, in humanity, as human beings. We're in deep, deep trouble.
Of course we are.
I think they're going to fail, but we're going to see, because if in fact they can manipulate that many people, if they can do this much cover-up, and then we have the support of major corporations, of editorial boards, of tech giants, the investigators, as well as elements of our deep state within the government to do that, we, as Americans, we're in big trouble, but the entire world's in trouble.
The entire world, as Frankie said in a comment earlier today, is really almost past the point of no return. Jimmy, I'm going to put this up right now. It's not even noon yet here on the West Coast. We're going to get a number of comments, a number of opinions on this. If you have time at the end of the day when we're done with book club or what have you, I'd like to do a quick editorial addressing each and every one of these comments.
find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com.